Good morning.
早晨好。
It is good to be back with you.
能够回到大家中间真的很高兴。
I probably will not shake your hand at the end of service.
这个聚会结束之后我可能不会和大家握手。
I brought a cold or something back from Papua New Guinea.
所以呢我从新几内亚可能带了什么病毒或者感冒回来了。
And if a new strain of COVID appears,
如果有一个新冠的这个新的变种出现的话
I don't want to be accused of bringing it from Papua New Guinea.
我可不想说承担说我把它从那个新几内亚带回来的责任
So I will avoid you after service.
所以呢，聚会结束之后，我就跟大家保持距离
But I am happy to be back.
但是我很高兴我能回到大家中间
Thank you for your prayers while I was away.
当我不在的时候，谢谢大家的祷告。
Let me start by reading from Matthew 28.
让我们先来读，我先开始读马太福音28章18节。
This is Jesus' great commission to his disciples.
这是主耶稣给他的门徒的大使命。
Jesus came and said to them.
耶稣近前来对他们说。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
凡我所教训吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
在使徒行传一章第八节。
Just before Jesus returns to heaven.
在耶稣升天之前。
He says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you will be my witnesses.
并要在耶路你们要做我的见证
in Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷
and in all Judea and Samaria,
犹太全地和撒玛利亚
and to the end of the earth,
直到地极做我的见证
This seems like a strange message to preach at PBCCC.
这看起来好像是一个有点奇怪的我在我们教会要讲这么一个奇怪的信息
One of the things I love about this church is your commitment to missions.
我很对我们教会的一个非常赞赏一个喜悦之处就是我们对宣教的委身
Over the years you've sent out missionaries
那么这么多年呢我们一直差遣宣教士
You've supported missionaries financially
在这个金钱上支持宣教士
Many of you have helped me with my trips and I appreciate that so very much
就是我这样子要去各处宣教那你们很多人也支持我的这个旅行费用我非常的感谢
You have prayed for missionaries.
你们也为宣教士祷告。
You're a missions-minded church, and I commend you for that.
所以呢，我非常的就是感谢，也赞许大家有这样一个宣教的心。
But in the last few months, as I have visited churches in Africa and Papua New Guinea and Nepal,
但是在最近几个月呢，我就是去到了非洲、尼泊尔还有新几内亚的这个教会。
I've had an increasing burden, not just for more professional missionaries, as we call them.
我现在呢，就是有更强的、更重的一个负担，不是就是那个名义上、口头上的宣教士。
But for God's call for every one of us to be involved in His mission to our world.
而是我们参与到神对我们每一个人所呼召的他的这个使命。他的这个宣教的工作中
，not just to send someone else，
不是差遣别人去
，but to say God， what is my place in your mission？
而是说神呐、啊，我在你的这个宣教，我在你的大使命当中，我的位置是什么
？Now after I sent my notes to Sister Lay， I got several text messages。
然后呢，他把那个就是他的讲稿发给我之后呢，他又收到好几个短信。
Because you see the word。Mission in English has a couple different ideas.
不是从别人那收到，是我收到的。我要给他再澄清这个，他用的这个 mission 就是这个意思到底怎么中文怎么是意味着什么
？And so in Chinese, there's two different words.
所以呢，这个 mission 这个词在中文翻译呢有两个不同的词，一个就是
And as she was looking through my notes, she would say, "Which do you mean here?"
然后我就问他，我说，你这个 mission 这个词到底是指使命呢，还是指宣教？
You see, one idea of the word mission in English is a task to do.
所以呢，在英文中，这个 mission 的一个意思呢，就是任务，就是使命。
Mission Impossible always started with your mission. If you choose to accept it, is.
所以大家知道那个好莱坞那个电影叫什么？我不知道中文，英文叫 Mission Impossible， 所以知道中文。然后就是说是一个不可能完成的任务。
That is your task.
那就说明是你的任务，你的使命。
But then there is the word mission that means to take the gospel to other people.
但是另外的一个使命就是宣教的意思，就是把福音带到。人群当中。
But as I was responding to Sister Lay's questions,
但是然后他就在跟我这个澄清这个 mission 这个词到底什么意思的时候，
I realized that in the New Testament, it's just one thing.
我就意识到在新约中其实这个 mission 就是一个意思。
As Christians, our mission, our task,
作为基督徒，我们的使命，我们的任务，
is to take the gospel.To other people.
就是把福音带到，就是宣扬给别人，带到人群当中。
And it's a task for every one of us.
那是一个给我们每个人的任务，给我们每个人的使命。
This morning I want to do three things.
所以今天早上我想谈三件事，我要做三件事。
I want to just give a brief overview of God's call to mission in Scripture.
所以呢，首先我们来看神在旧约里这个宣教的呼召。
I want to share one way that I think that call relates to PBCC.
然后我就看到里边有一个途径是跟我们教会是相关的、相连的。
And then I want to ask you to consider your place in that call.
然后我也请大家来思想你在这个呼召中你的使命、你的位置。
And don't worry at the end of the sermon that I'm going to ask you how many are ready to move around across the world.
所以不用担心，请大家不要紧张。这个讲道结束之后，我不会让大家问大家你们有多少人准备搬到海外去，搬到另外一个国家。
I'm not going to ask you to do that.
我不会让大家这样做。
But I am going to ask you.
但是我会问大家。
What does God have for you to do in His mission in our world?
就是神在这个世界的这个使命跟任务宣教中，神要你做的是什么？
You see, my message this morning is very simple.
我今天早晨的信息很简单。
And it's this.
就是
God is doing a great work in our world.
神在我们世界上在行大事。
And He invites every one of us to have some part to join in that work.
他就邀请我们每一个人来成为这个与这个工作有份。
As I read through the Bible, I don't find that the missionary message of the Bible is a message of guilt.
当我就是读圣经，我不觉得这个让大家去宣教的这个信息是让你感是会是应该让你感觉到很亏欠、很罪疚的一个信息。
I've lived in Hope Sound for 35 years.
那我住在这个 Hope Sound 这个地方住了35年。
And I can remember that I used to dread missionary services.
所以我记得很清楚，我非常怕参加这个宣教士他们的来讲道的这个时间。
Because so many times it felt something like this.
很多时候的感受是这样的。
You people should feel guilty.
你们应该感觉挺亏欠的。
You have a beautiful house.
你们有一个很好的大房子，有
很好的房子。A beautiful church.
你有一个很美的殿堂。
A nice choir.
然后有个很好的诗班。
An average pastor.
然后有一个普普通通的那个牧师。
A wonderful translator.
说对我们翻译的鼓励啊，说我们这些翻译都做得很好。
While most of the world has not heard the gospel，
但是这个世界上的绝大部分地区和国家都从来没有听过福音。
And I would feel terrible，
我感觉特别糟糕。
But when I read through scripture， here is the missionary message I find。
但是当我去读圣经，我在里边所读到的宣教的信息是这样的。
You should be excited，
应该很兴奋。
Because you have the incredible privilege,
因为你有这个极大的荣幸、极大的权益
of being part of what God is doing in our world,
是神在这个世界上所行的大事中，你竟然可以有份于其中。
You have the joy of sharing the most wonderful news man has ever heard.
你有这个这样子的喜乐，你可以把这个世界上最好的消息跟人分享。
So let me start quickly in Genesis 12.
所以我们先来看创世纪三章十五节。
God calls Abraham.
神就 ，You mean 3:15 or
Genesis 12?
Okay, 第十二章。
God calls Abraham.
神在呼召亚伯拉。
He says, "I'm going to bless you."
他说我要祝福你。
And notice what he says about the purpose for his blessing.
你看神呼召亚伯拉罕的目的是什么呢
？The Lord said to Abram.
神对亚伯兰说
，Go from your country and your kindred.
你要离开本地本族。
Your father's house to the land that I will show you.
到我所要指示你的地去。
I will make of you a great nation.
我必叫你成为大国。
I will bless you and make your name great.
我必赐福给你，使你的名为大。
So that,
以至于
you will be a blessing.
你叫以至于你也叫别人得福。
I will bless those who bless you.
为你祝福的，我必祝福。
Him who dishonors you, I will curse.
那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
And hear this.
听这一句。
In you,
因为你
all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
Abraham was blessed so that he could bless all the families of the earth.
亚伯拉罕被祝福，就是以至于他可以祝福地上的万族。
Israel was blessed not for her sake alone, but to bless all nations.
以色列被祝福，不单单不是为了他自己的缘故，而是为了。他可以去祝福地上的万族。
Read through the Old Testament and you see this over and over.
那你去通读旧约，你就看到这个主题。
When Israel was faithful to God,
当以色列对神忠心的时候
，other nations were blessed by her.
那周围的那个列邦呢，那个国家也因为他而蒙福。
Just three examples, real quick.
我们很快的过讲三个例子。
Joseph becomes a testimony to Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, a mighty, mighty empire.
这个当时埃及是世界上的强国，那约瑟就成了当时的统治者法老，对他来做见证。
Naaman, a Syrian commander who knows nothing about God.
这个乃曼亚兰的元帅，他对神是完全一无所知。
Hears about Elisha and Israel's God from a slave girl.
他就是从一个被掳的小女子那里听到了以利沙这个神的先知。
Daniel becomes a witness to the rulers of Babylon and Persia, these great, great empires.
那个当时很强大的历史上很强大的帝国巴比伦还有波斯，那但以理就是对他们的那个国王来做见证。
And none of these people were professional missionaries who went out to evangelize and held missionary services.
那这三个人呢，都不是说我们所以为的这种宣教士，就是到各处去宣教。
Those are important. I'm not minimizing the importance of professional missionaries.
我不是淡化，就是有这个宣教士，全职的宣教士或者有宣教士名称的这样的工作。
But these were ordinary people.
但是这三位呢，都是普通人。
Doing their ordinary daily jobs.
他们就是每天做自己的工作，日常工作。
Under God's control.
在神的掌管之下。
And being used as part of His mission.
成为神在这个世界上宣教使命的一部分。
When we come to the New Testament and the scripture I read in Matthew and Acts,
就是我们刚刚读到的新约的马太福音跟使徒行传。
Abraham's mission becomes the church's mission.
那亚伯拉罕的那个使命也成为教会的使命。
We are called to bless all nations with the gospel.
我们也被呼召要用福音来祝福万邦。
Jesus says to his disciples, "You have been blessed with the mission, with the gospel."
耶稣就告诉门徒，我们就是有很大的，我们的蒙福就是我们得到了福音。
And now I am calling you to take this.To all nations.
我呼召你，我要让你把这个福音带到列邦，带到万族中。
Again, it's not a matter of guilt.
这个不是要让你觉得亏欠，让你觉得罪疚。
It's a matter of a privilege.
这其实是一个让我们是我们的权益，是我们的荣幸。
The incredible opportunity to be part of God's plan to bless all people.
就是成为难以想象的，就是。令人很欣喜的神的计划中的一部分神的计划叫是祝福万邦
We see this in the book of Psalms.
我们在诗篇里可以看到一，这是一本宣教的书。
58 times in the Psalms, the psalmist invite the nations to worship Jehovah.
那在诗篇中有58次，诗篇的作者就邀请这个万邦列祖一起来敬拜耶和华。
Just a few examples. Psalm 67.
就是几个这个例子，诗篇67篇。
The psalmist prays, May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us.
诗篇的作者说，愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。
And why is he asking God to bless us?
他为什么诗篇的作者要请神来祝福他们，光照他们呢？
So that your way may be known on earth.
所以以至于好叫世界得知你的道路。
Your saving power among all nations.
万国得知你的救恩。
The psalmist prays that God will bless the Israel so that all nations will hear of God's saving power.
然后诗篇作者的祷告就是神祝福以色列，以至于万国得知神的救恩。
I'm going to come back to this scripture in a bit, but in Revelation 7 we see what that looks like.
然后在启示录第七章我们就看到神这个万国得知神的救恩看得像什么样的。
When Israel,
当以色列，
later when the church,
后边是教会，
when we fulfill our mission,
当我们成就我们的呼召我们的使命的时候，
Revelation says people from every nation will join to praise God.
启示录第七章讲到是从各国各族各民各方来的人都一起来敬拜赞美神。
God's missionary purpose will be accomplished.
神宣教的工作一定会成就。
He's not waiting on me to do it.
神不是等着我来做。
But
但是
He is giving me the opportunity.
他给了我这样一个机会。
He is giving you the opportunity.
他也给你这样的机会。
To be part of that mission.
成为神这个使命，宣教使命中的一部分。
Another example, Psalm 22.
另外一个例子就是诗篇22篇。
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord.
地的世极都要想念耶和华，并且归顺他。
All the families of the nation shall worship before you.
列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜。
And then listen to what he says.
你听下边讲什么？
For kingship belongs to the Lord.
因为国权是耶和华的。
And he rules over the nation.
他是管理万国的。
The psalmist says God's already king of the nations.
是诗篇的作者说神已经是列国的统领。
But they don't know it yet.
但是他们却不知道。
And we have the opportunity to be the ambassadors.
我们有机会成为大使。
To go to them and say.
就是到列国中去宣扬说。
I have some good news for you.
我有好消息带给你。
God is king over the nations.
神是列国的元首，神是掌管列国的。
And his kingship.
神的国权王权。
Is gracious and good.
神的王权是大有恩典，是美善的。
I love what David says in Psalm 86.
我也很喜欢大卫在诗篇86篇所讲的。
He says, There is none like you among the gods, O Lord.
他说主啊，诸神之中没有可比你的。
Nor are there any works like yours.
你的作为也无可比。
He says, God, there's no God like you.
他说神啊，根本就没有，其实神那些都是假神，都是虚无的。
And then I think he thinks for a moment.
然后我就他可能就停下来想一下。
And he realizes,
他就意识到
if all the other gods are nothing,
如果别的这个诸神都是什么都不是，
Someday the nations will realize that.
有一天万邦都会意识到这一点。
And they'll come and worship Jehovah.
他们就会来敬拜耶和华。
And so he says, All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord.
所以在第九节他说，主啊，你所造的万民都要来敬拜你。
And shall glorify your name.
他们也要来荣耀你的名。
As Christians, you and I get to be a part of that process.
所以呢，作为基督徒，我们就可以成为这个过程中的有份于这个过程。
We have the privilege of introducing people to the one true God.
我们有这个特权，我们有这个荣幸，向人介绍独一的真神。
The King of the Universe.
这是宇宙的创造者。
That should thrill us.
这应该让我们很激动，很兴奋。
I was in Manila a couple weeks ago.
他在几个星期以前在那个菲律宾的马尼拉。
I wasn't planning to be in Manila.
我其实原来的计划没有要去马尼拉。
My flight got diverted.
但是我的那个飞机航程被改了。
So I had 60 hours in Manila.
所以呢，我在马尼拉待了60个小时，将近more than 2 days，
yeah.
将近三天。
I went to a park that had a statue of the man, Mr. Rizal, who is kind of credited as the founder of modern Philippines.
然后呢，那个里边就有他们，就是他们那个现代马那个菲律宾的建国之父有一个人的雕像。
And I'm kind of wandering around looking.
然后我就在那公园里走来走去。
And this man says, "Do you know about him?"
然后有人就问我说，哎，你了解我们这个国父吗？
I said.All I know is that there's a statue of him.
我说我知道的就是给他建了个雕像。
Let me tell you.
然后那个人说，我给你讲讲我们这个国父的故事。
And for the next 2 hours.
所以他两个小时啊。
He took me everywhere that Rizal had been.
他就带着我去，就是他们那个国父这个所他的就是他的踪迹所致。
He showed me all about him, told me all about him.
然后他就给我讲这个人的生平，这个人的故事。
He was excited.
然后这个人呢，他非常的兴奋。
You and I,
你和我
have the incredible privilege.
我们有这个难以置信的极大的这样的一个荣幸特权。
Of saying to people who have no idea who Jesus is,
他们就是完全不知道耶稣是谁。我们对这样的人说
，Let me tell you who he is.
让我告诉你耶稣是谁。
We have the chance.To invite all the nations, David says, to come and worship.
就像大卫说的，我们有这样的机会来邀请世上的万族都来敬拜耶和华，敬拜耶稣。
Let me move to Isaiah.
然后我们现在进到那个以赛亚书。
Nine times in Isaiah 45.
在以赛亚书第45章。
God says.
神说。
I am the Lord.
我是耶和华。
And there is no other.
在我以外并没有别神。
Beside me, there is no God.
除了我以外再没有神。
And so he says in verse 6.
所以他在第六节说。
That people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me.
从日出之地到日落之处，使人都知道除了我以外没有别神。
I am the Lord and there is no other.
我是耶和华，在我以外并没有别神。
Isaiah says Israel's God is the Lord of the whole world.
所以，以赛亚说，以色列的神就是全宇宙、全世界的神。
It was true then, it's true now.
过去是这样，现在也是这样。
God is not a white man's God.
神也不是白人的神。
Christianity is not a Western religion.
这个基督信仰不是一个西方的宗教信仰。
God is Lord of all the nations.
神是万族的神。
And missions is about proclaiming that message to all nations.
这个宣教就是我们的使命，就是把这样的信息向万族、向世界来宣扬。
We go to the New Testament.
我们到新约。
In Matthew, Jesus calls every Christian.
在马太福音，耶稣呼召每一个基督徒。
Not just pastors and missionaries.
不单单是说牧师和宣教士。
But fishermen and tax collectors.
而且包括渔夫和税吏。
To make disciples of all nations.
就是让万民做耶稣的门徒。
We go to Acts.
我们到新约。
Every person who becomes a Christian begins to tell other people what happened.
就是每一个刚刚信主的人，就基督徒呢，他开始就告诉别人到底发生了什么。
Now let me share why this has become important to me in the last few months.
我给大家讲一讲为什么这一点就是对我变得这么重要的原因。
Particularly as it relates to PBCCC.
尤其是跟我们教会相关。
First of all, the need.
第一个呢是需要。
In traveling, I've begun to see a great need for missionaries.
所以。这样我到处旅行，我就看到了这个对这个宣教是对宣教的一个巨大的需要。
To Chinese people,
对中国人来讲
，who do not live in China,
对这个我们像我们这样没有住在中国的中国人的这个宣教的需要。
The last few months, every country I've been to,
我过去几个月每一个我去的国家
，I see throngs of Chinese people.
我去了很多国家，都看到一群一群的华人。
Cameroon,
不管是那个加麦科麦隆
，in Zambia,
赞比亚
，I could not read the signs in my hotel room.
我没法读我的这个旅馆的这个字，就是文字。
Because they were in Chinese.
为什么呢？因为旅馆的名字竟然是中文的。
The hotel was Chinese.
这个旅馆是中国人办的。
Papua New Guinea.
在新几内亚。
The fastest growing part of the population is Chinese.
在那个新几内亚，这个成长最快的这个人就是这个人口成长最快的就是中华人。
The question that has started to come to my mind.
然后我的就脑中开始浮现出来一个问题。
Who is going to reach them?
那到底有谁可以去向他们宣教传福
音呢？ You see, it's not going to be professional missionaries.
那不会是那个专业的职业的宣教士。
Because if you go to Cameroon as a missionary,
如果你作为宣教士的身份来进到这个科麦隆，
you don't learn Chinese, you learn French.
你要是作为官，因为科麦隆的官方语言是法语，而不是汉语。
A missionary who goes to Cameroon,
然后你作为一个宣教士去了喀麦隆
doesn't learn the language that Chinese people there speak.
这个中国人肯定是不讲法语的嘛。
It's not going to be local Christians.
那个不会，也不会是当地的基督徒对这个华人传福音在喀麦隆。
Last Friday night, I was talking to someone.
上个星期五，我就是跟一个人谈话。
And they were telling me that in Papua New Guinea, the Chinese population is just exploding.
他们说在新几内亚，这个华人的人口在暴增、激增。
And so on Saturday morning last week, I was talking to a group of Papua New Guinea pastors.
所以呢，上个星期呢，我就跟一群在新几内亚的牧师在谈。
And I said,
然后我说
，How many of your churches are evangelizing the Chinese people who come here?
我就说你们教会有多少人向来到新几内亚的这个华人传福音呢？
And they said,
他们说
how?
他们说怎么传呢？
The Chinese people don't learn pidgin.
他说这个华人又不会讲这个新几内亚他们当地的语言。
And we don't know Chinese.
我们也不会讲中文。
There's nothing we can do.
我们什么也做不了。
So I began to ask, who will reach them?
然后我就开始心里在想，那谁去向这个华人传福音呢？那个就是一个工厂，一个需要。
And then I began to see a call to this.
A call?
A call.
然后我就看到这样的一个呼召。
That God has called every believer to be a part of His work.
神呼召每一个信主的人都成为他工作的一部分。
And so that means you have a role to play.
这就意味着你也有你的角色，有你的工作。
I was at a refugee camp in Zambia.
然后我在赞比亚的一个难民营。
Last month, and the leader said, "Can you help to write a course for us on missions?"
他的那个难民营那个负责的那个牧师就问我说，你可不可以帮我们写一个关于宣教、关于使命的这样一个课程。
And at first I misunderstood his request. I thought he was asking about telling about how missionaries had come to Zambia.
然后我刚开始就是误解了他的意思，我以为他要让我写一个就是说宣教是怎么到了赞比亚。
And so we talked, and finally he said, "No, you misunderstand."
然后我们就谈了一阵子，最后那个对方就是说，你误解我的意思，你没明白我在讲什么。
Can you write a course that teaches us how to be missionaries?
我想要你写一个课程，就是教我们如何成为宣教士。
Because he said there are 10,000 of us who are refugees in this camp.
他说在这个难民有一万人。
And every one of us is trying to find a place that will allow us to come.
Can you explain that again? Sorry, I couldn't.
The refugees are wanting to resettle in other countries.
就是这个难民营小，这些难民想到别的国家去定居。
He said, "We're going to go to Sweden. We're going to go to Denmark. We're going to go to Germany."
所以他们就会去全像欧洲的不同的国家，像德国呀，还有瑞典呐，丹麦呀。
And he said, "When we go,"
说当我们去的时候。
We can be missionaries to those countries.
我们就可以成为对那些西欧国家的宣教士。You mean the 10,000 refugees are all Christian?
No, but the ones who are.
Okay, 我说是不是这个一万人的这个难民都是基督徒？他不是，其中有很多是基督徒。那他们的目标就是心意，就是到了这些西欧国家，他们怎么对这些国家宣教
？He said there are refugees who have already gone to those countries.
他说我们中间已经有难民到了那些国家。
No one is preaching to them.
You mean no one is preaching to the refugees
in those countries?
就是说，在这些西欧国家，竟然没有人向这些难民传福音。
We can go and be a missionary to reach them.
那我们可以作为宣教士去到那些国家向他们宣教。
That man understands.
You mean preach to the refugee? Okay, 就是向那些难民宣教。那这个牧师就明白。
That man understands.
这个牧师明白。
Every one of us has a place in God's mission.
在神的这个宣教大使命中，我们每个人都有自己的位置。
He puts us where he puts us for a reason.
他把我们放在当今的这个位置上，我们现在的位置上是有目的的，是有神的心意的。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
I told you I got stranded in Manila.
我告诉大家，我就被困在了马尼拉。
And I had breakfast with a man.
然后我跟一位先男士有早餐。
Who is part of the cabinet? He's of the president.
他是那个
Ferdinand Marcos Jr.
他是那个总统的内阁成员之一。Really?
Yeah, really. I'm not making it up.
我说真的，一个内阁成员有早餐。他说他没编，是这样吗？
Everything I say is true.
我说的每件事情都是真的。
Never had that question before while I was speaking.
Sorry. 我从来没有 just curious. Yeah, 我就是有点好奇。
He told me how he had gone from being a janitor in a 7-Eleven store.
他说，他 he is a janitor before. 他以前是一个就是那个 7-Eleven 的美国的一个那个就是清洁工。
Learned computer programming.
他原来就是管这个杂物的。
Started a computer company.
然后他就后来自己学那个编程啊，然后自己搞了个电脑公司。
He said, "You know the e-visa on your phone that you used to get here."
他说你在那个手机上用的这个一个应用程序。
My company developed the technology.
说是我的公司做的。
I said, "How did you become President Marcos's undersecretary for?" Information technology.
他是等于说是这个总统，菲律宾总统的内阁里边管这个技术跟这个通讯这方面的一个官员。
He said it's a strange story, a long story.
他说这是一个又长又一个很充满这个曲折的一个故事。
I said I have 60 hours, so you can tell it.
我说没关系，我有60个小时，你可以慢慢讲。
Here's a man who is a believer.
这个人是一位弟兄。
And he sees his first job in life.
他看到他生命中的第一份工作。
As being a missionary.
他认为他生命中第一份工作就是宣教士。
An evangelist to the people that he meets.
对谁宣教呢？就是对他周围他碰到的人。
He founded the largest computer company in the Philippines.
他那个创建了这个菲律宾最大的电脑公司。
And when Ferdinand Marcos Jr. began to run for president 3 years ago,
当这个现在的菲律宾总统三年前竞选总统的时候，
he set up a meeting with this man.
然后这个现在的这个总统就跟他有个会，开了个会，
hoping, of course, to get some money.
当然就希望这个老板呢，就是这个弟兄呢，给他捐献一些政治捐献现金。
David told me that Mr. Marcos showed up at his office.
那个大卫弟兄就说。当时那个他在竞选的这个总统就给他看他的办
公室 All of his advisors,
然后他所有的就是他的顾问
and said, I just, you're a successful businessman.
说你是一位成功的商人
I want to hear your ideas for how I should run my campaign.
我就想听你我怎么样来竞选总统
And if I win, how I should rule.
然后呢在这个后边你告诉我该怎么来管理统治国家
And David said,
然后这位大卫弟兄就说
I prayed really quickly.
他说大卫弟兄说我心里就很快的祷告一下
God, what do you want me to say?
说神啊你要我说什么
He looked at Mr. Marcos.
然后他就看着这个菲律宾的总统当时还不是总统
And he said,
他说
You know, your father ruled our country for decades.
哦天哪是马克思的儿子我们中国人大概都知道就是马克他说马克思他说先生他说你的爸爸做马克思就马克思呢在菲律宾做了很多年的总统就统治了菲律宾很多年
You must not follow his example
你不能跟随你爸爸的这个脚踪不能像你爸爸那样
You must follow the example of Jesus
你要跟随耶稣的榜样
You have to use your power
你要用你的这个权力
，not to benefit yourself，
不是让自己得益处，不是让就是为了自己的利益
，but to benefit others，
而是让别人得利。
And he said, for an hour, I talked to him about this.
然后他说，我有一个小时自己就跟他讲这个。
As his advisors all just kind of sat there in shock.
然后呢，当然这个小马克思的他的这些顾问呢，就坐在那儿都挺震惊的。
As I said,
他说因为。这个大卫弟兄对他说
I don't think Jesus would run campaign commercials telling how great he was.
他说我想耶稣如果他去竞选他不会说有这个商业就说我看我多棒我多能干多我多伟大
He would say
耶稣如果他去竞选他会说
Here is how I want to serve you.
我要这样子来服侍你
He said after an hour
他说那么我们谈了一个小时之后呢
Mr. Marcos said
然后那个马克思总统就说
Will you serve on my campaign?
说那你可不可以进入我的竞选团队呢
If I will do it that way.
如果我是那样来做的话
He said his advisor said this will never work.
然后那个马克思的别的顾问都说这个行不通的绝对行不通的
And 9 months later
然后过了九个月
He won by the biggest majority that any candidate in democracy inUnder democracy in Philippines,
在那个菲律宾的这个民主选举历史上，这个小马克思他是赢的最多的，这赢了别的竞选人很多。
My point is this: I don't know if he's a good president or not.
当然，我不是说这个小马克思是个好总统还是不是。我的观那个要讲的是。
But you remember that God said we are blessed with the gospel to bless others.
记得神告诉我们，我们得这个被赐福。得到福音是为了祝福别人。
And here was a man.
这有这样一位先生，他说
，Wherever God puts me，
不管神把我放在什么样的位置
，I'm going to share Jesus。
我要去分享耶稣。
So where do you fit？
那我们的位置是什么呢
？Many of you already support missionaries financially.
我们很多人已经在金钱上支持宣教士。
I don't know of a church anywhere that is more generous in helping missionaries than PBCCC.
我不知道有哪一个教会比我们这个中礼堂华人教会这样子更加慷慨的来支持宣教士。
And I thank you for that.
我真的是非常的感谢大家。
You've committed as a church to praying for unreached people groups.
那我们也是委身要为这个没有未得之民来祷告。
You've sent out a short-term mission group, team.
也有短宣队出去。
And all of that is part of God's call.
这所有的一切都是神呼召的一部分。
And I believe also.
我也相信。
That God has missionaries in our congregation.
我也觉得神在我们的会众中就有宣教士。
Not necessarily people who will go to seminary, get a missions degree, and live in Zambia.
不是说你要去参加神学院拿到一个证书拿到一个学位然后去到搬到这个赞比亚去宣教
The business people
而是我们中间做生意的
Restaurant workers
我们在餐馆里工作的
People who will actively share the gospel with your friends and your family
就是积极主动的跟你的朋友跟你的家人来分享福音
Who will welcome immigrants who come into our community and say let me welcome you and let me share with you introduce you to my greatest friend
就是欢迎这些新来的移民对他们说我们来欢迎你我也想让你介绍我最棒的朋友耶稣基督
people who will watch for opportunities to share the gospel with other Chinese people as you travel
当你去旅行的时候你也留意是否有机会跟别的华人来分享福音
people who will often pray God why did you put me where I am right now today
今天常常祷告的一个寻求的心意就是神啊你今天把我放在这里这个目的是什么？这个、
Is there someone here that I can touch for you?
有没有在这边有一个人，我可以为了你去，就是去触及他
？Mrs. She has material, gospel material that you can use for that.
然后那个许师母有这个福音的册子，我们可以用去分享福音。
People who will pray daily.
然后会这些人，我们会每天祷告。
God,
神啊
，What is my part?In your mission today,
神呐，我在你的这个大使命中，在这个宣教使命中，那我的部分是什么？
Not just something big,
不是说什么很大的事情。
But in the people I meet today,
而是在我今天所遇到的人当中。
Is there someone?
有没有某一个人
that I can tell about you?
我可以跟他分享你。
You see, in Acts 1, Jesus sent his disciples.
在使徒行传第一章，耶稣对门徒说。
To Jerusalem,
你们要先到耶路撒冷。
That's their own community.
那就是他们自己的社区。
For us, that's our calling to reach our neighbors in Palm Beach and Broward County.
对我们来讲，耶路撒冷就是我们的邻居，不管是在棕榈滩还是在Broward County 另外一个郡。
I've heard sermons on Jerusalem.
我听到很多讲道是讲耶路撒冷的。
He sends them to the ends of the earth.
还有讲到说，把这些差到地极的。
I've heard many sermons on that, and that's exciting to reach people far away.
那我也听到很多的讲道，是讲到到远方，到地极，差遣人到远方地极是很令人兴奋的。
People of a different race, of a different language, of a different culture.
不同的人种，不同的语言，不同的文化。
But I haven't heard many sermons on the middle part of that commission.
但是我没有听到很多的讲道是关于，就是说在犹太全地和耶路撒冷的。
Because it's not as exciting.
因为不是很令人兴奋。
Judea and Samaria.
犹太和撒玛利亚。
They share our language.
他们跟我们的语言相同。
But they don't live next door.
但是却没有，就却不是跟我们住在一起。
And it's easy to forget them.
很容易就忘掉他们。
I believe that Chinese communities are PBCCC's Judea and Samaria.
我觉得这个华人的社区就是我们教会的这个犹太和撒玛利亚。
I love to see how God is using our church to reach our local Jerusalem, our community.
我很高兴，就是也很兴奋，看到神怎么用我们教会来向当地的就是华人社区，就是我们的耶路撒冷来传福音。
I'm thrilled to see your passion for the ends of the earth, the unreached people group.
我也很非常兴奋地看到大家就是对这个未得之民的这样的一个热心。
But this morning, I want to ask you to add one more group to your mission.
但是我今天希望你把再加一个群体到你的宣教，中你的宣教你的使命中。
Judea and Samaria.
就是犹太和撒玛利亚。
Chinese people around the world that you can reach with the gospel.
就是在全球的华人，你可以用福音来触及他们，跟他们分享
福音。As you travel.
当你旅行的时候。
As you do your business.
当你做生意的时候。
As you pray.
当你祷告的时候。
You see, let me read to you once more as I finish.
在我再读一段圣经，在我结束之前。
Revelation 7.
在启示录第七章。
And if I understand Revelation right.
如果我对启示录的理解是对的。
Someday, every one of us who are believers will be part of this picture.
那我们中间有一天，我们中间所有。中间的信主的都会出现在这个第七章的第九到十节。
And so as I read this, put yourself standing in this crowd.
所以当我读的时候，你想把你自己放在这个群众当中。
After this, I looked.
他说：“此后我观看。
And behold, a great multitude.
见有许多的人。
That no one could number.
没有人能数过来。
Every nation, all tribes and peoples and languages.
是从各国各族各民各方来的。
Standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
站在宝座和羔羊面前。
They are clothed in white robes. They are waving palm branches.
身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And they're rejoicing.
他们很喜悦。
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神。”
Would you imagine for a moment?
你想象一下。
A day when you are standing in that crowd.
你就站在那个人群当中。
Millions of Christians.
那个几百万、上千万、上亿的基督徒或者是。
From every nation.
从各。
From every generation.
从各个时代。
And I want you to imagine as you're standing there.
你想象一下，你是站在其中。
You look and you see a face that looks vaguely familiar.
你就看到一个面孔，那是看着有点，看着模模糊糊，但是又是你所熟悉的。
And then the person sees you and recognizes you and waves.
然后有一个人呢，啊，他也认出你来了，就给你挥手。
And someone says, "Who is that?"
然后有人就问你说，哎，那是谁呀？
And you say,
你说，
"I had the chance."
我有这个机会。
To introduce them to Jesus.
向他们讲传讲耶稣，跟他们讲了耶稣，认识耶稣。
They will celebrate eternity in heaven.
他们会在天堂里这样子永远的来庆祝永恒。
And I got to tell them about it.
但永远在天堂里，我竟然是那个能给他们讲这个好消息的。
And this person who is talking to you says, "Ah, you're a pastor?"
然后那个给你讲话人说，哎，那你是牧师吗？
No,
我不是。
Ah, you must have been a professional missionary.
那你肯定是这个，怎么说，全职的宣教士。
No,
你不是。
Who are you?
那你是谁呢？
I'm an engineer.
我是一个工程师。
You see, I was at a business conference in Dallas.
我是在那个达拉斯参加一个会，工会，就是公司的会议。
And that man and I were both Chinese.
那个人跟我，我们俩都是中华人。
And we both speak Chinese.
我们也都讲中文。
But neither of us speak Texan.
但是我们都不会讲那个德州的那个美语。
So at supper,
所以在晚餐的时候呢,
we started to visit.
然后我们就开始那个交谈。
And as we talked,
当我们谈话的时候,
he began to tell me,
他就开始跟我讲,
that his marriage was really in trouble.
他说他的那个婚姻真的是有很大的麻烦。
And I didn't preach to him.
我没有跟他讲道。
But part, in that conversation,
在我们的这个谈话中,
I said, you know, can I tell you something?
我就说我可以跟你分享一点吗，讲一点故事吗？
Can I give you a little book?
我可不可以给你一本小书？
Because I was in the same situation.
因为我以前也是这样的状况。
And someone told me about Jesus.
那有人给我告诉我耶稣。
And it didn't solve all the problems.
没有把所有的问题都解决。
But you know what? It made me a little bit less of an angry, cranky husband.
但是成为我不太那么容易生气，不是那个腻腻歪歪的那个老公。
And it began to bring healing to my marriage.
也让我的婚姻得到医治。
And so I gave him a book.
所以我在这里可不可以给你一本小书？
And I left and I prayed for him.
然后我就跟他一起祷告，我就离开了。
And can you believe it? There he is.
你能想象吗？那个人竟然也在这个人群里边。
He must have read the book.
他肯定读了那本书。
And he came to know Jesus.
然后他后来也认识了主。
And he's here.
他在这儿。
And I got to tell him.
然后我是那个最先给他讲耶稣的人。
Can you imagine anything more exciting than that?
你能想象有任何事情比那个更让你兴奋激动的吗？
This morning.
今天早晨。
Would you begin to say, God?
你可不可以今天早晨说，神啊？
What can I do?
神啊，我可以做什么？
Who can I tell?
那我可以跟谁来讲讲你呢？
Who can I invite?
我可以邀请谁呢？
It doesn't have to be anything dramatic.
不需要是一个很好像巨大的事情。
But God, you're doing a great work in our world.
神啊，你在这个世界上行奇事，行大事。
And I want to get to have a little part in it.
但是神啊，我希望其中我能参与一点点。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, thank you for what you are doing in our world.
亲爱的主，谢谢你在这个世界上所行的奇事，所行的大事。
And thank you for allowing us to have a part.
谢谢你让我们可以在其中有份。
You could do it without us.
你不需要我们来做这些事。
But you gave us the wonderful, wonderful privilege.
但是你却给我们这样子好的机会，这样的精彩的，这样的一个条件机会。
To be part of what you're doing.
成为你行事的一部分。
Thank you for that.
谢谢你。
Would you show every one of us what you want us to do?
主啊, 求你向我们其中每一个人来显现你要我们做什么。
Use us.
用我们。
To reach Jerusalem.
让我们去向耶路撒冷传福音。
Use us to reach the ends of the earth.
用我们来真的是到地极去传福音。
But God, use us to reach our Judea and our Samaria.
也让我们在我们的犹太跟撒玛利亚中间来分享你的福音。
Give every one of us the privilege.
给我们每个人这样的特权，这样的荣幸。
Of inviting someone to be part of that great celebration in Revelation.
让我们能够去邀请一些人，邀请什么人能进入到那个。 伟大的那个巨大的庆祝的人群当中，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。